Friends, this is the new chapter, that is chapter 11, which talks about some of the modern investment alternatives. See, during the course of investment and development, as well as research on the product where the investor is particularly interested to get the more returns, the research indicates that the modern investment alternative, there is a only option, and that's nothing but it is a derivatives. Derivative market is a very huge market. So we are going to discuss in this chapter about the derivatives, which is considered as a modern investment alternative. Forget about the bank deposit, post office deposit, investment in the shares, securities, and so many other things like exotic investment. All are there. But beyond that, immediate returns, short-term returns are available in one of the investment alternative, that is derivative. And derivative market is very highly traded nowadays in India. So, well, for our discussion, we have a few topics only under this chapter, like what is meant by derivatives, okay? Different types of derivative contracts. Then, who can use this derivative contract, or rather I can say participants in the derivative market. Okay, types of derivative markets, and while doing the investment and getting the return, there is some risk is carried by the investor. So the risk associated with the derivatives, and finally we will discuss also the commercial uses, how it is used in commercial manner, all these derivatives. So this derivative market is a modern investment alternative, and this derivative is derived. It is not an independent product, but the value of the derivative is derived from one or more basic variables which are called as an underlying. You got basis on that, the derivative market moves or captures. Okay, so these underlying is very important as far as derivative is concerned. There are different derivatives. We will see that also. There are different derivatives, and for that there are different undertakings also. So, in short, it may be equity is an underlying, trading in equity, for which derivative is used. Then forex means currency. Then commodity. Then any other assets. So these are some of the assets for which derivative is used. Where trading happens in equity or forex or commodity or any other assets, they uses the derivative. That is why derivative is always depending upon the underlying. And this derivative is considered as a hedging instrument, which can be used in all the environment that generates the risk. So the investor uses this derivative to hedge the risk which is happening in the trade. And this derivative also can be used by the speculators and arbitrageurs to speculate and take profit, to arbitrage and get profit. Okay, so speculator and arbitragers are also using this derivative, depending upon the type of underlying transaction. Okay, the speculators particularly use the price movement to make the short-term profit, and arbitrager derives the profit from difference in prices of assets of the two different markets. Okay, that is the only difference between arbitrager and speculators. Derivatives, as I said, can be used for making the profit from the volatility in the prices of the stock, indices, commodity or currency. Whenever there is a volatility in the market, then derivative can be used to fix the rate, get the profit. Okay, so derivative market is bigger than the stock market in terms of its underlying assets. Stock market only either shares and debentures or shares and bonds. These are the only options available. But here many assets are there. It may be covered. Commodity also can be covered under this. And commodity is also covered. Currency is also covered under this. As well as stock market is also covered under this. So that is why it is a huge market. So derivative market is in India, okay, is carried out the operations like modern day future market. Modern day future market. Now what is future market? The future market in its organized form, appeared only in late 19th and the advent of the British, 19th century. SEBI is the derivative market regulator because they form the regulations to undertake the derivatives. They are the regulators and they are very vigilant for any manipulation by any mishap play, by any speculator or arbitragers. Government also allowed setting up of the new model or maybe demutualized nationwide multi-commodity exchanges with investment support by the public and private institution. National Multi-Commodity Exchange, National Multi-Commodity Exchange of India Limited, that is NMCE, was the first such exchange to be granted a permanent recognition by the Government of India. Then exchange traded financial derivatives were introduced in India in 2000 at the two major stock exchanges, that is BSE and NSE, Bombay Stock Exchange and National Stock Exchange. And these exchange houses or these exchanges permitted by the SEBI to introduce the equity derivative segments, because shares are traded there. That is why always better for them to understand the inside story of the equity. That is why equity derivative segment is introduced first through BSE and NSE. And the trading indices future contract, trading index future contracts, which is based on the Nifty and Sensex, which is commenced in 2000. Okay. Now, interest rate futures, another type of derivative. Interest rate future was introduced in 2003 for trading in treasury bill, government securities, treasury bills. And the currency future was started both at NSE as well as the BSE in 2008. Bond future was introduced in 2009, and currency option also one of the derivative, which is introduced in 2010. Having understood this, you know that Securities and Exchange Board of India has recently permitted the commodity derivatives also to launch the option of the contract for trading with the aim of increasing liquidity and attracting more investor to the commodities market. So the commodity option can facilitate hedging the market participants, hedging by the market participants, and help to deepen the commodity derivative market. Now, types of derivative contract. Having understood this, now let us understand a little bit about various types of derivative contracts. Now, derivatives is one of the three major categories of the financial instrument. Okay, one is derivative, and other two are equities and share, that is being stock. Equities and shares are also called as a stock, and next one is a debt. Next one is debt, that is bond and mortgages. There are two types of derivatives. There are two types of derivatives. One is a commodity derivatives and second one is a financial derivatives. If we have to understand this commodity and financial derivative, then we have to little bit elaborately, we have to think on the points which I have mentioned here. Because in a commodity derivative, the underlying instrument is a commodity. That may be wheat, rice, cotton, paper, sugar, jute, soybeans, crude oil, natural gas, gold, silver, copper, and so on. So the entire commodity is taken into consideration to hedge the price under by using the commodity derivatives for all these commodities, right? This commodity is further classified because all you cannot put together. So there should be clearly bifurcation of the type of commodity. So depending upon its natural inheritance, it is described, commodity derivative is described as energy derivatives. Like energy means from where the energy is derived. That is crude oil, heating oil, or maybe it is natural gas or gasoline. This is covered under energy. Then metals, these are grouped. So various types of metal like precious metal, gold, silver, platinum, okay, and other metals like nickel, aluminium, copper, etc. They are grouped into one type. Then livestock and meat. This include fin hogs, pork bellies, live cattle, and the feudal cattle. So this is grouped into one because this is also getting, price is getting traded in the market for which hedging is required to be done. Of course, it is a very short term. Then agriculture. In agriculture, this includes corn, soybean, wheat, okay? Like all these agriculture crops like coffee, cotton, sugar, and the soft commodities are coffee, cocoa, sugar, etc. They are covered into this agricultural type of the commodity. Okay. And finally, financial derivative. Commodity derivative we have seen. It is grouped into 3-4 groups depending upon inherent nature of that particular commodity. They are grouped together. Now in a financial derivatives, in financial derivatives, the underlying instrument can be treasury bill, stock, bond, foreign exchange, stock index, gilt securities and other type of the securities which are covered under living index. Okay. So, financial derivatives generally do not have the quality issue. Like commodities, price depending upon the quality of the commodity. But that quality that quality is not applicable to the derivative, financial derivatives, because quality is absent there. What is present there is the numbers and price. So the financial derivative generally does not have the quality issue, whereas in commodity derivative may have the quality issue while trading with the underlying. Okay, you got the first basic difference. Quality issue is impacting the price for hedging under the derivative, commodity derivative. And quality is not a matter or not at all recognized in the financial derivatives. So derivative can be classified into two main types of the basis instrument. One is a basic derivative and second one is a complex derivative. The basic derivative is nothing but it is a forward contract, future contract, option contract, warrants and convertible. These are the basic derivatives. These are basic derivatives, simple derivative. And the complex derivative consists of swaps and other exotic non-standard contract. That is covered under complex derivative. Now one by one we will go to understand what is this contract as per whatever we have defined just now. First, see forward contract. A forward contract is a very simple and customized contract between the two parties. Between the two parties to buy or sell an asset at certain time in future for certain price. So, time and the price both are getting fixed in forward contract for particular asset. Settlement of the forward contract takes place on that particular date in the future, but today's pre-agreed price. Okay, and they are traded over the counter. That is, over the counter means outside the stock exchange, directly between two parties. So forward contract trade may suffer from counterparty risk as they do not come under the purview of the rules and regulation of exchanges. The basic features of the forward contract are, number one, the forward contract are bilateral contract. They are exposed to the counterparty risk. Each contract is a custom designed, and one of the party take a long position by agreeing to buy the assets at certain specified future date, whereas the other party assumes a short position by agreeing to sell the same asset on the same date for the same specified price. Another characteristic feature of the forward contract is the specified price in the forward contract is referred as delivery price. Complete transaction happens whatever the price is quoted in the forward contract. Derivative assets. It is used for assets, no? So derivative assets can often be contracted from combination of underlying assets. That is synthetic assets. That is what we call it. Contract has to be settled by delivery of assets on expiration of date. Further, these forward contracts are very popular in foreign exchange market as well as the interest rate bearing instrument. Okay, as per the Indian Forward Contract Act 1952, different kind of forward contracts can be done, like hedge contract, okay, can be done like a hedge contract, then transferable specific delivery contract, or it may be non-transferable specific delivery contract, right? And this is transacted over the counter, that is outside the stock exchange, but on the OTC, over the counter, which is not traded on the exchanges. Okay, forward contract can be used in hedging the speculation, can be used in hedging the speculation also. Okay, then how it is to be hedged? The process is, for example wise, it can be understood better. Suppose a wheat cultivating farmer can sell the harvest at a known price in order to eliminate the price risk in the future. Immediately, as soon as the crop has come, immediately he says, because he doesn't want to take any risk in future. Similarly, bread factory, bread is made up of wheat. Similarly, bread factory can buy the bread forward in order to assist or in order to assist production planning without the risk of price fluctuation. Price fluctuation, they don't bother, but the forward they can book by, they are aware that their production planning goes in which direction. Speculator keeps close watch on the demand and supply situation in the market and believes that there will be rise in prices of the commodity in future. Okay. Hence, in forward market, the speculator would go a very long on the forward and wait for the price to rise. Then take a reversing transaction, making it profit. When the price achieves, that time reverse transaction is sale. Immediately sale karega. So that is the way how the speculation happens. Now, future contract. The future contract is an agreement between two parties to buy or sell an asset at specified time in the future for specified price through the exchange. And in terms of the agreement, such as the quantity of the assets, quality of the asset, delivery date and the period, and the delivery location are specified by the exchanges. Therefore, pricing of the future contract depends on the characteristic features of underlying assets. It is generally done through the cash and carry model of future pricing. Buyers of the future contract are considered to have long position, whereas sellers are considered to have short position. Because seller is holding the asset, but buyer doesn't want to buy it right now. He may buy in future, so he fixes the date for that, he rate for that. So it is a long, and for seller it is a short position. So there is a counterparty risk, as all the trades are guaranteed by clearing corporation. All the trade are guaranteed by clearing corporation. A margin of 5% to 15% of the contract value is taken from both parties, that is from buyer as well as from the seller, and monitored on daily basis by the exchange to mitigate the risk. As the contract approaches to its expiry, the spot price and the future price would be converged, that is future price minus spot price, that would become a zero. Okay. Like forward contract, there are certain basic features of the future contracts. These are also very important to understand. Standardized specification, that is, quantity of the asset, quality of the assets, the date and month of delivery, the unit price of the quotation, location of the settlement. These are standard specifications are must in the contract, must be written in the contract. Then exchange clearing house, which gives the guarantee of the performance of the contract to each party. And finally, the settlement price is used to compute the actual profit or loss on each contract so booked for that day, as each contract is marked to market, that is price and its market price and contracted price is getting zeroized. Daily settlement and the margin requirements to act as a collateral security and minimizes the risk of the failure of by the either party. So that is why the future contract expressed in currency unit, then with a minimum price movement, which is called as a tick sized and the rounded to the nearest tick. Settled in cash by having a short or long position and executed on only on expiry date. In the future contract, the counterparty with long position are obliged to make a delivery to the exchanges. Exchange is obliged to make delivery to longs, long term, and regulated through the exchanges. These are some of the what you call as important points or features of the future contract. In the future contract, as it is regulated by the exchanges, the payoff for the buyer of the future, how it happens, the potential profit or loss at the expiry, when it is expressed graphically, is known as a payoff. This profit and loss for the short future position will be exactly opposition to the long future position. Okay? Now, where it is getting applied, that is application of futures. Hedgers, such as bank, financial institutions, they use the future contract to hedge and reduce their exposure to the market variables such as interest rate, or it may be share values, it may be bond prices, it may be currency exchanges, currency exchange rates, commodity prices. There, a future contract is applicable. The speculation and the speculators use this future contract to create a speculative position by buying the physical commodity. Traders prefer to go long future. Traders generally prefer to go. They don't want the commodity with them. But speculator, they have the commodity. But traders prefer to go a long future contract on underlying assets. So both happens in scenario where both the speculators and the traders feel that increasing demand or scarce production is likely to boost the price of commodity. Future contract is used by arbitrager also, like how it is used by speculators. So arbitrager, what they do? They are exploiting mispricing of the commodities in the market. And an arbitrage occurs when trader purchases an asset cheaply in one location and exchanges, and simultaneously it arranges to sell at another location or exchanges at higher prices to book the profit, the difference between these two. Now, taking into consideration the basis, that is nature, we have to understand the difference between forward and future contract, which we can determine by taking into consideration on the basis of nature, contract term, liquidity, margin payment, settlement, squaring off, and counterparty risk exists. If we take these on this basis, if we compare what happens in the forward contract, what happens in the future contract, then you will understand that in respect of the nature, the forward contract is traded on OTC, whereas future, it is traded on exchange traded. Whereas contract term, in respect of forward, it is customized, whereas in future, it is standardized. Liquidity, for forward contract, there is a less liquidity. But for future contracts, there is a more liquidity. Margin payment, it is not required in the forward contract, but in future contract, requires the margin payment also. Settlement at the end of the period happens in the forward contract, whereas in future, it is followed by daily settlement method. Then squaring off, some of the counterparties with whom it was entered into, okay, in forward contract, it can be squared off. Whereas in future, any member of the exchange can square off the future contract. Finally, the counterparty risk that is exist in the forward contract, but in future contract, the counterparty risk does not exist because it is guaranteed by the exchange. It is guaranteed by exchange. Now, another type of derivative is options. Now, what is this options? An option, another type of derivative. We have seen forward. We have seen future. Now we are seeing options. So option contract, like forward contract, future contract, there are option contracts are also there. So option contract is nothing but it is an agreement between two parties where one party obtains the right, but not the obligation. One party obtains the right, but not an obligation to buy or sell the particular assets. He wants the right, but he is not obliged to buy or sell the assets at a specified price or before the specified date. The person who acquires the right is known as an option buyer or option holder. Okay? And the person who confirms the right is known as an option seller or option writer. Option writer or option seller. The seller of the option for giving such option to the buyer charges an amount which is known as option premium. Now, what is meant by writing option? Writing option. The seller of the option is known as the writer of the option, as we have seen. And the writer of the option has a short position. A writer of the option has a short position because he is a seller. And seller means he is already holding the underlying. So he is a writer. He determines everything. Profit loss profile at the expiry of the short option is exactly opposite of the long position. Hence, the profit of the buyer is the loss of the seller and vice versa. buyer of the call option has a loss potential that is limited to the premium for which he has paid, but an unlimited potential for profit. Writer of the call, that is seller, has a maximum profit equal to the premium which is received, but the loss potential is unlimited. Options are traded both on the exchanges and OTC, over the counter market, OTC market. The largest exchange in the world for trading the stock options is Chicago Board Options Exchange, Chicago Board Options Exchange. Option can be further classified into two. One is a call option and second one is a put option. What is call option? Call option is the option which gives the holder, the right to buy the underlying asset, okay, by certain date for certain price. So generally he is a buyer, call option, right? And put option gives the holder the right to sell. He is holding it. He has a right to sell it, the underlying assets, by certain date for the certain price. The price in the contract is known as the exercise price or strike price. The date in the contract is also known as expiration date or expiry date, or it is called maturity date also. Okay, then the assets or security instrument or commodity which is covered under the contract, option contract, is called as underlying assets. Buyers are referred as having long position generally, and the sellers refer to have short position always, because unless the seller sells and defines its price and period for delivery, which is generally short, but buyer generally requires the longer time to buy it and at the minimum price, because they are observing the principle buy low, sell high. But here our seller is selling high, buyer has to buy it. Okay, so same principle applies here also. In India, the banks are allowed to write cross currency options.